we've been working on a book about the covenant of provision from the Lord, just going through scriptures that talk about the Lord's provision and how he'll bless us. And we're looking at that in hundreds of translations. This is one of them. These are such good verses. The thing I love about the Word of God is when you read the Word of God, you can look at that and go, well, that sounds like a plan to me. If you do this, you know, then there's benefits of doing these things, amen, and following the Word. And so this starts out in the book of Psalms, the very first psalm here in Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of scornful. It's so important who's around you. It's so important who you listen to. It's so important who you model your life after, amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You know, so oftentimes the church will compromise who they are because they think this person's got money or position or power, and they think that person has got something to offer to you. But the Word of God says you're blessed if those people don't have anything to offer to you. You know, these people, we see them on TV all the time brag about how the people in places like Tennessee want to be like them. It's like, you've never met us, have you? You've got nothing that I desire to be like. All your money is going to burn up in the end. Amen. And I've got plenty of money myself. I sure don't need your money, right? They think, well, we eat great food. It's like so boring. It's like that's the epitome of your life is you eat fancy food. Is that going to be on your tombstone? Is that going to move the needle of heaven at all? You ate great. We have great shopping. I mean, how much boring of a life could you imagine? If you think that's what I want, what normal people want, what people of God want. I'm setting my sight on eternity. Amen. And they brag about how important they are. And I always think at the end of the day when they stand before the Lord Jesus and he'll say, get thee hence, I never knew you. I don't know your name. Jesus knows my name. Amen. He knows my name. And so he doesn't even know their name. He'd be like, who? Lord, don't you know so-and-so? He'd be like, who? That's the way I think of these. They think they're important. I think, who is that? You know, you saw these people on TV, and they scan the crowd at these football games or whatever about, oh, it's so-and-so. And I'm like, who is that somebody important? You know, I don't know. And they would think that, oh, you're just so uninformed. It's like, no, I am on my way to eternity. Amen. Heaven knows my name. How important could you possibly be if heaven knows my name? Amen. He doesn't even know your name. Amen. I mean, I know he does in one sense, but at the same time, you're not his child. Amen. And so when I read this verse, see, this informs me, amen, that these people who think they're so important, I never feel like, oh, maybe I'm not that important. I'm thinking, what in the world, right? These people are so clueless. Amen. The Bible says that the devil has blinded the minds, right, of those that are in the world. They're so blind to reality. They think they're so important, right? And oftentimes, people that are easily influenced, or, you know, a lot of times it's younger people or what I want to be like that. I want to be like the man that can raise the dead. Amen. Heal the sick. Amen. Walks on water. That's who I want to be like. He said, blessed is the man who doesn't do these things. He said, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, when you think of the Word of God, does delight rise up in your heart? You think, I can't wait to hear the Word of God. I can't wait to know more of the verses from the Scriptures. Is that your response? It is mine, amen. I think I love the Word of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He said, if you do these things, this is the result. This is why I love the Word of God, because it's not just empty promises. You know, it's not just commands. You know, do these things, do good, and, you know, and work hard. And I mean, sometimes those are in the Word of God. But there's always a blessing that comes from following the Lord. And he tells us, what's the value? You know, why do you care? What's the value? Is there any value in serving the Lord? Or is there more value in being like these people on TV who think they're so important? Well, here's the value of the Lord says, just this one case, he said, he shall be like a tree planted like the rivers of water. Wouldn't it be nice to be unmovable? When the storms come in your life, when difficulty happens, when the economy goes south, you know, many people in church are just like the world. They start wringing their hands. Oh, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? If you've been delighting in the law of the Lord, it doesn't matter what the world what happens in the world, you are unmoved, just like a tree. The winds come, tree's still there. Storms come, tree's still there. Amen. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper. And I've been reading this in a bunch of different translations, and I'm not going to go through all of them. I've got, you know, hundreds of translations. It says, at the end of it, it says, he will do well in all of his undertaking. All that he does will succeed. Whatever he does, he'll prosper. Everything he does is a success. He said, the people succeed in everything they do. He said, he keeps on going on. Every solid joy and comfort prove the good he does will last forever. We can just go on and on, right? There's 69 of them here. In fact, I asked Jared, bring up our website. If you go to our website, enjoys a peaceful state. His works are heavenly fruit. I like that one. That's our website. If you go to the where it says resources at the top there, there's a few free downloads there, and every now and then we put stuff up there. But the first one is Psalm 1, these three verses we just read in 69 translations. So you can download that file. It's of course, free. If you click on the PDF there, and so you can just read these same three verses in 69 different translations. And I keep this with me wherever I go, and just every now and then I just read these things, right? Everything he does will succeed. There'll be no drought, nor frost, no mildew. Whatever it produces thrives. And on and on and on. Amen? He said, meditate on these things, right? Meditate on these verses, and you'll see there's value in serving the Lord. That's what the church has missed, amen? We're commanded and instructed and almost beat upside to do what the Lord says, do what the Lord says. And that's true, right? But we forget to mention sometimes there's value in doing that, amen? You're a tree, like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, amen? Your fruit is produced in a season it's supposed to. None of your leaves wither. And whatever you do prospers. Well, who cares what they say on TV? If everything I do prospers, then they have nothing to add to me on these television shows. Amen. These people that have become rich and wealthy by hook and crook and lying and cheating and stealing, I can do it by simply delighting in the law of the Lord, and that's a much happier way to do it. Amen. I have no regrets in being prosperous the way the Lord wants me to be prosperous. Amen. Other people will even sometimes get disappointed in me because I prosper. This one says their virtue never dies, and on. All his designs attend, always in blossom. Everything to do succeeds. He succeeds in everything he attempts. That's pretty good, right? And, of course, that implies that you have done the first part first, right? It's not that you're doing cheating things and expecting it to do well. It's having meditated in the law of the Lord and doing what he wants and delighting in his law, then what you do prospers. Amen. It's not an absolute no matter what you do. It's if you meet the requirements of verses 1 and 2, then you get the value of verse 3. Amen. And so if you get the value of verse 3, then it's worth doing verses 1 and 2. Amen. So do verses 1 and 2. Delight in the law of the Lord. Meditate in his law day and night. Think about the word of God. Think, Lord, how can I be more like you? How can I do more like you? Amen. And if you'll do that, he said, their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Whatever he does will work out well for him. Wouldn't that be nice? That whatever you do works out well for you. Amen. Some people thought, well, no matter what they do, it fails. Well, then go back to verses 1 and 2. Amen. If you're not getting verse 3, go back to verses 1 and 2. Whatever they do flourishes. Wouldn't it be nice if everything you do flourished? Amen. And so, yeah, read all those verses. There's 69 translations out of three verses. So what is that, 207 verses that you can read? Amen. And you do that math right there. Is that math right, Jared? Right, 207 verses, right? So you can read that, amen? No problem. So praise God. Well, let's stand and greet each other for just a minute, and we'll get into praise and worship.
Glory into all of the earth, Father, when you rolled that stone away. Father, you said that it was the glory of God that raised Jesus from the dead. And you deposited that glory into the earth, Father, by your people, Father. We are the carriers of the glory of heaven. Father, darkness has no capacity to overcome the glory of the Most High God. We, Father, are the light of the world, a city set on a hill. When the darkness and the lost of the world look around. Where can we go? Where is their life? Where is their light? They'll look around and see the glory of God upon His people. Father, we thank You. We will carry the glory of heaven, Father, into the lives of the lost world, Father. Darkness will see Your light. Those that are on their way to hell, Father, will change their course and direction and set their eternal destiny toward heaven. Thank You, Father. We are the carriers of the Most High God. Thank You, Father. The veil was torn, Father. The glory of God that was contained and withheld in the Holy of Holies, Father, has been released into all of the earth. We thank You, Father. We thank You, Father, for these things. And Father, we give You glory. We give You thanksgiving, Father. We thank You, Father. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We thank You for these things, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Well, praise God. Is the Lord good?
Amen.
Thank You, Father.
Thank You, Lord.
Well, praise God. We thank the Lord for His goodness and kindness. Amen. You know, the Lord distributes His anointing as He sees fit. Part of our responsibility is to learn how to work with the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that the Lord works with us. Amen. So sometimes He'll anoint you to do certain things. So we just go with the flow. Amen. We appreciate His goodness and kindness. Amen. Praise God. Well, thank You, Father. Well, Father, we just thank You for Your goodness and mercy. Amen. And Father, we thank You for the Word of God. We thank You, Father, that our foundation of faith resides upon Your Word, that You've granted us Your Word, Father, to show us what You are like, to encourage us, Father, of the blessings of following heaven, to show us, Father, there's value in serving You. There's value in following Your plan. There's great blessings in this earth, Father, to follow Your plans. Blessings of life, Father. Blessings of joy, blessings of peace and prosperity, Father, and health and deliverance, Father, and being able to overcome, Father, and being steady and solid like a tree. Father, there's value in serving Your Word. There's value in serving You, Father. There's value in following Your Spirit. There's great value in these things, Father. And Lord, we thank You. There's no value in following the world. Father, the ways of the world only lead to death, only lead to destruction, only lead to heartache, Father. Only lead to disappointment. These liars, Father, out in the world who say our way is better. Their way is only ways of death, ways of emptiness, ways of darkness, ways of lying and cheating and stealing and thievery. There is no goodness and joy in the ways of the world. They will lie and tell you that it's all good following the world. They will lie and tell you that it's better to follow the world. But they are liars. They will lie and see destruction and desire for you to be destroyed in your life. They are liars and want you to follow the same path that they're on towards hell, thinking that they will have glory in hell when they arrive. And yet they will realize that they have been lied to all of these years. And great regret will come upon their life. For eternity, they will live in the regret of thinking that they had a better deal than they thought. Thinking that they had a deal made with the devil, the great liar and the deceiver of mankind, that they had a deal with the devil that they could overcome and have a place of glory in his kingdom. And yet all the places of the kingdom of the devil is full of hatred and bitterness and thievery and lying and destruction and death. There is no place of glory in the kingdom of the devil. There is no place of glory in the kingdom of darkness. There only is disappointment and heartache and bitterness and anger and sadness in the ways of the devil. So don't be lied to from the devil. Don't be lied to when he says the ways of the darkness is better than the ways of light. They are all lies. They are all deceptions. They are there to seduce you and to bring you into places of darkness, places of sickness and disease and heartache and lack and wanting. The path of heaven is full of joy. The path of heaven is full of goodness. The path of heaven is full of health and prosperity and soundness of mind and fullness of joy. There is fullness of joy to be had by following the will and plan of God. There is fullness of joy, joy that the world has no comprehension of, the world has no understanding of, the world that has no ability to see and find the path of fullness of joy in their path of darkness. And so don't be deceived. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you. Always judge everything coming into you by the Word of God. The Word of God will lead you in the paths of peace, paths of joy, paths of victory. There is always a path of righteousness that's worth following, saith the Lord. There's always a path of righteousness that is of great value to follow, says the Lord. Follow my word, follow my spirit, and I will lead you in the paths of great joy. I will lead you in the paths of righteousness. I will lead you in the paths of prosperity, more abundance than you could ever hope for, more health and healing that you could ever dream of, more happiness that you could ever know outside of the will and plan of God. So know that the path of the Lord is paths of heaven, days of heaven upon the earth, not just when you arrive in heaven, but while you live on this earth, that you can live in days of heaven while you walk these paths in this natural world. There is great joy in following the Lord. There is great value in following His word. Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Father, we will follow Your word, and we will follow Your spirit. Father, we will follow the unction of the Spirit of God each and every day of our lives, Father. We will not be lied to and said that the path of to believe that the path of destruction is a better path. Father, it's all lies. None of it is true, Father. And we can look at the path of history and observe that it's obviously not true. And yet people today will say it's different now. It is not different. It's exactly the same as it's ever been. Lies have always been lies. Darkness has always been darkness. They cannot change the path of destruction. Even if they lie and say our path is different, it's all a lie. It's always the same path of destruction. And so, Father, we thank You. We thank You, Father. We give You praise and honor for these things in Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. You know, there's such a push in our society today, and it happens every generation, right? But it's right now, there's such a push to tell you that our ways of darkness today are better than the ways of darkness yesterday. They say that the path of socialism today is better than any path they've ever had, even though every time socialism's ever tried, it's been a bitter failure. Every time communism's ever been tried, it's a path of bitter failure and death and destruction. Millions of people, tens of millions of people have been destroyed by these paths that tell you that their paths are better than our paths. Amen? They're all liars. Every one of them are liars. When they tell you, it'll be different this time, know that as soon as they say that, it's a lie. Amen? We have thousands of years of humanity to look back on and see that it's obviously never been successful, and yet they'll tell you, oh, it'll be successful this time. Anytime men get a hold of power, they will destroy your life. Anytime men get a hold of ruling over your life, they will destroy you and take everything you have and build up their own life, and you will be left with nothing and poor and broke and destroyed. Amen? All these liars that are in today, all these protests that you're seeing going on around the country, they're all liars. Every one of them are liars. They say that their way is better. It's all going to die. They will all die a horrible, painful death, either in the natural world or in the realm of the spirit, unless they change their ways. Amen. They can change their ways, but they've all been deceived. You go and ask so many, what do you protest? They don't even know what they're protesting about. And they're so dumb. Amen. The path of darkness is a path of stupidity. Amen. You want to be fully enlightened? Follow God. Amen. You want to be fully aware of what's really going on in the realm of the spirit? Follow God. Amen. If you think that the path of darkness, well, I want to be just like them. They're all stupid. Amen. They're all on the way to destruction. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You know why? Because they're foolish. You can look at an ant and know that there's a God. You can look at a leaf of a tree and know that there's a God. Amen. And if there's a God, then He's worthy to be served. Amen. He's worthy to be followed. Amen. He desires more blessings for you than you'll ever know. He desires more prosperity for you than you'll ever be aware of. Amen. More health, more happiness, more fullness of joy than you'll ever know. Amen. And the church has done such a bad job of telling people that God desires good things for you. So many times the church thinks, well, you know, we're just barely ahead of the world. Amen. And most of the time they're going to get ahead of us. Amen. They've got nothing to add to me. They've got no prosperity to add to me. My God, the Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Amen. He has never given up ownership of the earth. Every blade of grass, every ounce of gold is owned by God. Amen. We're just here borrowing it and living here as tenants of this world. Amen. We own nothing. And these people who act like they're somebody because they got a bank account, the Lord looks at them and he's so bored. He looks at them and goes, that's so boring. Amen. Because we have eternal life in us everywhere we go. Amen. And so praise God. We'll see where we can go from here. Amen. I have no idea. We have been teaching on spirit, soul, and body, and it's so important to know and understand these things. Amen. It's so important to know and understand how things operate as far as God created you, how he created you. Amen. So much of the church struggles every day. As a minister and just as a Christian, it bothered me so much, because when I see the Word of God, I see there's such great joy in the Word of God available to me. There's so much peace available to the Word of God to me. And if I go back to just like we read in Psalms, the very first Psalm, there's 150 Psalms. The very first one says, if you do these things, great joy comes your way. Well, then I want to do those things. Amen. Why would you look at that deal and go, yeah, I don't want that? Why would you look at that deal? Yeah, I don't want to be like a tree planted by living waters. I want to be a tree planted out in dry desert where the first wind comes around and I fall over. Amen. That's exactly what I want. Who wants to sign up for that? But the world will tell you, you know, don't go by the rivers of living water. You know, they're lying to you. We've got a covenant agreement with Almighty God. Amen. He has never lied. He has never gone back on his word. If he says these things, they are always so. And they will always work. There's never been a situation where it has not worked. Amen. They always work. Now, and he said, just do these things. And he said, if you do those things, we're going to go back to Psalm 1. He said, if you do those things, then there is value in serving the Lord. Amen. Amen. And when the world tells you there's no value, you know how you know when they're lying? When they're talking. Amen. If they're talking, they're lying. He said, if you do those things, meditate in his word. Amen. Think about his word. Review his word in connection with everything you choose to do. Lord, if I do that, does that violate your word? If I say that, does that violate your word? And then follow his word. He said, if you'll do that, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. Wouldn't it be nice not to just, some people, they live their whole lives and their life is just scattered everywhere. Every time they never know where they're going to be. They never know how they're going to feel. They never know what they're going to think. They never know if they're going to be happy or going to be depressed. They just never know. And that is no way to live. He said you could be like a tree planted by the rivers. You know, when you go by and see a solid, strong tree, and you look at it and go, wow, that's an amazing tree. If you come back next year, you know what? That tree's going to be exactly that way. Amen? Anybody ever been out to California and seen the redwood forest out there? You go out there and it's exactly the same tree. You go 100 years from now, it's exactly the same tree. You go 1,000 years from now, it's still the exact same tree. Those trees will live to be between 4,000 and 5,000 years old. You can go look at that tree 1,000 years from now. It's still right there. Hasn't moved. The world has changed. You think about how much the world has changed in the last 1,000 years. That tree has seen it all. Hasn't moved a hair. It's still right there. Amen. You can be that way. You don't have to live a life where you're just uprooted and completely thrown by every storm that comes along. And every little change that you're completely scattered in your life. You can be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. That brings forth its fruit in its season. When it's time to bear fruit, fruit comes. Yeah. So many people are so fearful that when they need God, they think he's nowhere around. When you're following God's plan, when you need fruit in your life, fruit comes. It says it comes. It brings forth the fruit in its season. Amen. When you need God the most, that's when he's there. But you have to do verses 1 and 2. People so oftentimes, well, they want the blessings of God without following his word, following his plan. Lord, how can I get everything you promised without doing anything you said? And the Lord's like, I don't know any deals like that. Let me know if you find one. Amen. But you've got to decide, is it worth the effort to follow verses 1 and 2? Is it worth the effort to delight in the law of the Lord? To look forward to his word? To look forward to, oh, I didn't know that, Lord. I'll start doing that now. That's delighting in his word. Amen. You don't have to know the whole word, but when the word comes and it's different than what you're doing, you take delight and go, oh, I can do that, Lord. I'll be glad to do it. I'll start right now. That's delighting in his word. He said, the leaf shall not wither. Amen. The leaf is what brings, is what converts the sunlight into the energy that tree needs. Amen. And when there's no leaves, there's no power in that tree. At the end of the season, when the leaves fall as a normal part, that tree goes dormant. There's no energy in that tree till the next spring, until the leaves come back. But you don't want in the middle of summer, it would be bad and unhealthy for that tree to lose all of its leaves. Amen? And so you need to have all the power that you need when you need it. Amen? You don't need your leaf withering when it needs to be strong and be able to absorb the power from heaven that it needs to overcome whatever you need to overcome in your life. Amen? You need that tree. You need that leaf there. He said, if you delight in his law, that leaf will be there when you need the power. Amen? Is it not worth it to follow that? I mean, these are only three verses out of tens of thousands of verses, and we could follow these verses and have complete and total success in this life by following three verses. Amen? But you don't start with verse 3. You start with verses 1 and 2. Amen? You look around you, and he said, don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't do that. He said, you're blessed if you don't. The world will tell you, you must come to me. You got nothing to offer me. Amen? Heaven has said, I don't need you. The world will say, you can't get by without me. Is that right? Are you kidding me? Have you met the Lord Jesus? The Lord Jesus is my path. Amen? I don't need the world's ways. Well, you'll never get ahead unless you know somebody in the world. I already know the King of Kings. Amen? Now, don't do that. Don't stand in the way of sinners. Sinners don't have anything to offer to you. Oh, they live such an exciting life. You know, they lie. They're liars. They'll show, oh, it's so exciting. Now, and they show all these people online, all these influencers, right? Oh, they're flying here, they're flying there. And you pull back the curtain, and it's a movie set. In reality, they're somewhere in the middle of Burbank, California, in some dumpy little warehouse. There's no reality to what they're lying to you about. They'll be like me. Well, you're a liar. You're just lying and fooling everybody. In reality, there's no reality to these things. All these people out there, I want to be an influencer. What does that even mean? Amen? You have no influence on me, so you're not an influencer. You don't influence me. I look at that and go, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Amen? And they show all these fancy trips they're taking. They're lying. They're working some 9-to-5 job at Walmart because that's all they can afford, and they're hoping they can get big online and not ever have to work again. And it's 1 in a million people that ever do that, if they ever do it at all. And so they're just lying. I'm not going to stand in the way of sinners. I'm not going to sit in the seat of the scornful, those that mock God and say God is not worth following. God is not telling the truth. There's no value in serving the Lord. There's great value in serving the Lord. He said you can be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, unmoved when the world sees destruction, unmoved when the pandemics come, the epidemics come, the economic failures come. You can be completely unmoved. Wouldn't that be nice to just not be unmoved, to be unmoved when they get on TV and say, it's all going to fall apart tomorrow? Not in my house. It might in your house, but not going to fall apart in my house. Amen? And so he said, all these things are so, and whatever you do shall prosper. One translation says, whatever you do, you will move ahead. You will advance. Wouldn't it be nice to always be moving ahead and advancing in your life? Wouldn't that be nice? You know, the world will tell you 6,000 things you got to do in order to prosper like them. God's given you 2 verses. You do those 2 verses, you get verse 3. How hard is that? I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world to follow the Lord. Easiest thing in the world to find the blessings of heaven. Easiest thing in the world to have a full and happy life. But see, you got to be willing to do it. Amen? You can't make the deal. Well, Lord, how can I get all the blessings without doing anything you said? People try to make that deal all the time. Amen? Because sometimes you got to change. Sometimes you got to stop doing. Sometimes you got to start doing. Amen? To follow his plan. But see, if you're willing to do that, he said, great joy lies ahead of you. And when I first became a Christian and started reading, I didn't know any of this stuff. And I started reading these things. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. I look around in my life, I got nothing, right? I mean, I'm always 15 years old. I mean, you know, I was 14 years old when I got saved. You know, I didn't have nothing, but I was the youngest of 11. I saw my trajectory of my life. I saw my life's going to be just like the other 10 in front of me. Amen? In and out of jail, in and out of marriages, in and out of drug addiction, in and out of smoking, in and out of drinking, in and out of alcoholism, in and out of just destruction all the time. Well, who wants to sign up? That's what I want to be like. Nobody wants to sign up for that. But somehow the devil say, yes, but you'll be different. No, you won't. Unless God changes your path, you'll be just like the rest of the world. Amen. And when they say, no, but you'll be different. No, you won't. Thousands of years of history, you can go back and prove without a shadow of doubt, you will have despair and agony all the days of your life following the ways of the world. Amen. And if somehow you've made it to the end of this world without seeing all of that, when you breathe your last breath and you wake up outside of heaven, you'll wake up in the depths of hell. And of course, you've got to take this with a grain of salt because we don't have scripture for it. But the stories I hear, people that have visited hell and looked and see how hell operates, there's a special place in hell for people that the devil's lied to and has prospered in this world, telling them that they have a great place in his kingdom, and they wake up and they're the bottom of the barrel in hell. I mean, hell's bad enough, but just to stick his thumb in their eyeball to show how much he lied to them all of his life, he has a special place for those that he's lied to and told them, yes, I will make you the prince of hell. And they're the toilet cleaners in hell. Amen. They have the worst job in hell because he takes great joy in showing how bad that he's lied to those people. That they think they had everything on the earth, and they had nothing. And you know, we've got to do a better job in the church of showing people that it's of great value to serve the Lord. Yes. It's great blessing to serve the Lord. Yes. It's worth it to serve the Lord. If he says, hey, if you'll do this verse instead of what you're currently doing, I will prosper you, then our responsibility should be, yes, sir, I will be glad to do that. I will be glad to change, Lord. That's delighting in the law of God. Right. Amen. Oftentimes when the Lord says, hey, I've got a great blessing for you if you can make this one change. And oftentimes, well, Lord, I don't want to change. And the Lord's like, well, then I'm frustrated. I want to bless you, but I can't. And Paul talks about it. He said, I do not frustrate the grace of God. When the grace of God will come and say, hey, this thought that you've been having right there, you got to change that. Quit thinking that way. Think this way over here. And when we say, Lord, I don't want to stop thinking that way. Then the Lord's like, then I'm frustrated. I told you that because I've got blessings I want to bring into your life, but I can't bring them into your life with disobedience there. He's not expecting perfection, amen? But he will on a regular basis encourage us to change how we think, change how we talk, change what we do. And we have to have confidence that, Lord, if I follow your plan, there's great blessings in your plan. That's where we've lost the faith of the Word of God, where oftentimes the church doesn't believe that. The church just does not believe that there is value in serving the Lord. The church just oftentimes does not believe that whatever the Lord tells you to put down. You remember he told the rich young ruler, sell all that you have and give to the poor. He didn't say give it all to the poor, but he said give to the poor. We say, see, he wants us to be poor. The same chapter, right, just down a few more verses from the rich young ruler, he said, if you give up anything for my sake and the gospel's sake, I will return to you 100-fold. If he's told you to give away anything, he's got 100 times better waiting for you if you're willing to do that. So you think you got to give it up. No, you're investing. Amen? Wouldn't you like to get 100-fold return? If you get a 20% return on your investment today, people think, well, that's amazing. He's got 100% return, 100-fold return, which is actually, you know, a whole lot more than 100%. 100% is just a 2-fold return. 100-fold return is whatever that is. I'll let Jared do the math. It's a lot more than 100%. Amen. You fold something 100 times, then that's 2 to the power of 100. Amen. That's a really big number. Amen. It's essentially there to tell you that you can't measure it. It's beyond measure how much the Lord wants to bless you. He's not trying to take things away from you. He's trying to get things into your life. He's trying to get you. And he said, Jesus prayed in Matthew chapter 6. He said, thy will be done where? On earth as what? As it is where? In heaven. He said, I want your will to be done in the earth just like it's in heaven. How much sickness and disease is in heaven? How much poverty and lack is in heaven? How much depression and sadness is there in heaven? How much heartache and destruction is there in heaven? He said, my will is that my people live like they're in heaven while they're on the earth. That is my will. If that's his will, then we should, well, Lord, then I want that. He said, okay, here's what to do. I want you to do these two verses, and then you'll get it. Well, can we do it one verse? No. He said two verses, and you get it. And oftentimes, Lord, can you cut that in half? Just one verse. And why would you do that? The master says, here's the plan. Amen? If the plan is to do two verses, and then you get verse 3, then do the two verses. and see if it works. Try me, saith the Lord. Amen. That'll not open up for you windows of heaven. Amen. Just try it for a while. Try, you know, well, don't do it for a minute, but do it until you get verse 3. And once you start getting verse 3 operating in your life, you'll never go back. Amen. You never go back to, well, Lord, the world's got more to offer me than you. He said, I've got the silver is mine. The gold is mine. The cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. I don't even want cattle on 1,000 hills. You know how much work that would be to take care of? But he said, it's yours if you want it. Some people, I want a lot of cattle. I don't want, and I'll take the silver and gold because I can convert that other stuff. But cattle on 1,000 hills, I gotta feed them, right? I gotta go do stuff. I don't want to do that. You know, that's a lot of work. But some people love that kind of stuff. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad they do. Amen. And so let's follow God.
Amen.
Let's try him and see if this doesn't work. People all know, well, I tried it, it doesn't work. You didn't really try it. It's never failed. Not one time that anybody who has faithfully followed the will of God and the plan of God and the word of God has not seen great blessings come into their life. Amen. Great joy to overcome anything. Stability in your life. So, you know, when I was growing up, so much anger in my life, just, you know, and it wasn't because of anything in particular. That's just the way I grew up, you know, just mad, fighting all the time, you know, getting in fights all the time, and just growing up mad. And then you get saved. You know, I don't have to be that way. Really, Lord, I can change? Yeah, absolutely. You can change. You don't have to be that way. Amen. Well, that's just the way that I am. I would never say that. I would say I am. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I'm not, I am what I am because that's the way I was raised. You know, I was sort of raised by a pack of wolves, right? I mean, we're left to our own devices and we did just crazy stuff all the time. Amen. And just, you know, I don't know how you was raised. Some people, I find out that people actually weren't raised. Other people weren't raised that way. Like, really, you had a normal, well, mine wasn't all that normal. Amen. My mother was an alcoholic as long as I remember. Amen. They were smoking and drinking and cussing in my household. Amen. And that's just the way we grew up. Poverty and lack in our household, sickness and disease in our household, all the time. And looking around, I'm thinking, well, I'm doomed. This is my life. I'll be just like this all the days of my life. Because that's just what I saw. Amen. And then I got saved, started reading his words. Lord, I don't have to be that way. I can choose. The thing I love about faith is I choose. I can choose how the kind of life I want. If I want a life full of prosperity, that's the kind of life I can have. If I want to have a life full of healing and health, that's the kind of life I can have. If I want to have a life where my mind is not so squirrely all the time, that's the life I can have. Now, you've got to then go through and find the Word of God. Well, Lord, if I want to have a sound mind, what can I do? Can I have that? Well, there's dozens of scriptures that can tell you how to do that. Amen. And we're eventually going to get to some of those scriptures. Amen. In our teaching here. But I just want to encourage you, believe God. When he says, I want the best for you, believe that. Yes. If you have a hard time believing that, you've not tried it. Amen. You've got to be willing. You know, some people will commit their lives to following the ungodly. And they'll spend so much time and energy following the ungodly. I want to replicate what they've done. And if you could see the lives they live and how they're actually living. So many of these people that are online, they have lied to the masses and try to say, look at my extravagant lifestyle. And in reality, most of it's a lie. You know, remember the old Western shows, these cowboy shows, right? They show the Western town and the wagons going through the town, and they got the shops, and they got, you know, of course you got the saloon where everybody gets shot there, right? And then you got the jail. But then if you could see the movie set, they're all a facade. There's nothing behind the front of those buildings. It's just the front of the buildings and then tumbleweeds. Well, that's the way a lot of these people online are. They're liars. It's all a facade. Amen? God has been doing this for thousands of years with complete and total success. Amen? And it's the only way to true joy in this life. And so is it worth living in agony to have a moment of physical or even mental satisfaction when it's all going to evaporate tomorrow by following the ways of the world? Is it worth that? To have these ups and downs where you're on the mountain one day and under the ocean the next day. The Lord said you can live as a tree unmoved. Amen. And to me, I would much rather live that way, where I am unmoved. Amen. The winds come, I'm unmoved. The storms come, I'm unmoved. Amen. The economy is great, I'm unmoved. The economy is terrible, I'm still unmoved. Amen. The pandemics come, He said in Psalm 91, 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. He said, it's not coming nigh me. It doesn't matter if everybody's failing that way. It's not happening to me. To me, when I look at those things and started reading these things and realizing, Lord, I can have all these things. All I have to do is just do them. Just do what he says. Do verses 1 and 2, I get verse 3. That's a pretty good deal, amen? He didn't say do the other 31,000 verses first, and then maybe, I've been to some churches, and they say, here's how to get saved. And they give you a list of like 87 verses. You got to do all those things. And then at the end of after doing all those, maybe you get saved. And I'm like, I look at it and go, who made this list? They need to get a different job. Because the Bible says you can do two things, believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and you're saved. Now, you got to do those two things, right? Well, Lord, how do I get saved without doing those? It's only two. That's just too many, Lord. That's just too many. And so oftentimes we think it's so hard serving the Lord. It's not hard. Especially once you get used to it, and he'll say, yeah, I've got two more verses to do. If you do those things, I've got some other blessings to come your way. Just two verses, Lord? Yeah, I'll do that. Be glad to do it, Lord. It becomes easier and easier the more that you do it. Amen. You get used to it. You're glad to do it. Amen. You delight in the law of the Lord. Amen. When he says to stop doing those things, the easiest thing in your heart, oh, yeah, I can do that, Lord, right now. You want me to stop right now? Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, I'll stop right now, Lord. A lot of times people, Lord, I'll stop. I've had people tell me, well, when I get my life straightened up, then I'm going to come back to church. Well, you're never going to get there. You need to go to church to get the power of God, to understand the power of God, to be able to do those things. Amen. You can't do it in your own strength and ability. Do it under the power of God, and you'll get there. Amen. Well, praise God. Well, let's open up our Bibles let's go to Romans chapter 7. You know, the Bible has got more information that tells you the source of all the difficulties in your life than the world will ever know. The world, and oftentimes the church thinks we got to jump over to psychology to find out why people are having difficult times in their life, why people are struggling in life, and we got to go to psychologists and psychology, the study of the mind. How hard would it be to actually study the mind and figure things out? That'd be the hardest thing to do. And then what you find out, and you listen to them, it's like, well, you're just making all that up, right? I remember one person was saying, well, they're talking about the difference between men and women. You know, there's a difference between men and women, right? Well, who made the difference between men and women? Well, God did. Amen. Well, I don't think there's a difference. Well, you're really dumb, right? Because this difference has been there since forever. The world is like, well, there's no difference between men and women. Is that right? It's just the dumbest thing in the world. Amen. We live in this crazy time right now, which is there's no difference between men and women. That's the dumbest thing. And the craziest thing to me, it's not even that people are saying that. It's like that anybody believes them. I mean, we've known this since the first breath of humanity, that there's a distinction between men and women. Amen. And God made men, and God made women, women. Amen. If you're a woman, be a woman. Amen. If you're a man, be a man. So oftentimes, toxic masculinity and stupid things like that. Be a man. Amen. And so it's okay to be a man. I got no problem being a man, acting like a man. Amen. And so but the world will tell you that they know how these things operate with psychologists and psychology. But the Word of God is much, much more informed than the world will ever be. Amen. And if you want to know how things operate and why things are struggling the way they are in your life, go to the Word of God. And so Paul is talked about here. And as we progress, we're going to keep coming back to Romans chapter 7 because it's got so much information here about what we want to know. But the verse that we want to talk about today is in verse 23, Romans chapter 7, verse 23. He said, but I see another law in my mind warring against the law. Let's start back again. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. And so there's a lot of information. Just in this one verse, there's a lot of information. And so first of all, he says, I see another law. Well, that word another, what you'll find in the New Testament, there are two words used about another. And one means another of the same kind, and the other one is another of a different kind. And so remember when Jesus said, I'll send you another comforter? He said, I'm going to send you another comforter of the exact same kind that I am. right? Another of the same kind, and that's the Greek word allos, A-L-L-O-S, another of the same kind. So that comforter is coming after me, which is the Holy Spirit, is going to look and act just like me. So I'm sending you another comforter just like me. He said in this verse that there is another law in my members. Well, this word another here is another of a different kind. So it's not, you know, well, the law is a law, right? Whatever you're supposed to do is what. No, this is a law that is a law that leads you to destruction, a different kind of law. God's law always leads to life. God's law always leads to joy and peace and happiness. That's his law. But there's another kind of law, a different kind of law, he said, that he finds in your members. When he's talking about your members, he's talking about your physical body. After the fall of mankind, because of Adam's disobedience, it wasn't Eve's disobedience, it was Adam's disobedience, then what happened is the life of God left Adam's physical body, because we're supposed to be carriers of the life of God. And it was replaced we call it the sin nature. And that sin nature then became infused in his physical body. And every Christian on the earth, and this is part of the difficulty of living in this earth, because of Adam's fall, It's not God's fault. He didn't do it. But Adam's fault in his rebellion in the garden, then there is a sin nature or a desire to do things against the will and plan of God that resides in your physical body everywhere you go. And there's nothing you can do about it as far as getting rid of it. All you can do is overcome it. And you can overcome it. Amen. But that's part of the problem. You know, the proverbial, they got the little devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder, right? You've seen the little cartoons, right? And of course, people think it's cool to follow the devil. It's not cool to follow the devil. You're not cool because you follow the devil. Amen? And so people think, well, you know, people love me if I follow the devil. Nobody that's of any value will love you if you're following the devil. Amen? People think, well, I want to be in the cool crowd. The cool crowd is on their way to heaven. Amen. When God knows your name, see, then you're well known. And you're famous in heaven if you follow his plan. And being famous in heaven is much better than being famous in hell. Because nobody will care about you in hell. Amen. And so he said, I see another law, a law of a different kind, operating wherever I go out of my physical body, called the sin nature. We call it the sin nature because it helps us understand that. And that sin nature, so it's not the devil, it's just the nature of sin, that rebellious nature that is always against the law of God. It said it wars against the law of my mind. Now, he prophesied that once you get saved, that he will write his law in your mind, right? That everywhere you go, if you're a child of God, you know the law of God. You know right from wrong. You know whether you should steal that candy or not steal that candy, right? You know whether you should lie during that moment or not lie in that moment. You know. If you're a child of God, you know. Oftentimes people, I didn't know. Well, you did know. You just didn't want to yield to that. Amen? You can't biblically say you didn't know. Now, you could say, well, I didn't yield to it, or I didn't pay attention to it, or I didn't do it. Well, that's fair. But you can't say you didn't know. Amen? And we're not trying to be hard on people, but either it's true or it's not true. You have the law of God written in your mind right now, everywhere you go. You're never in a situation where you don't know right from wrong. What happens is you think that there might be more value in not doing the will of God than doing the will of God. You think that you might lose out on things if you do the will of God. And so you choose not to do the will of God. And you think you might get further ahead if you violate the will of God. That's never going to work out in the long run. Amen. It's never going to work out to your best to follow a will that's outside the will of God. Now, the world will lie to you. Oh, yeah, it's going to be better for you. It's a lie. It's always a lie. It's always been a lie. It will always be a lie. Yeah, but you've got to be convinced of that. If you can get just convinced that it's always best to follow God's will, you'll be better off. Amen? And so he said, I see another law in my members, a law of a different kind that wars against the law of my mind. Now, your mind is in your soul, right? The soul is made up of the mind, the will, and the emotions. And that is the battleground of the Christian. That's where you'll succeed and where you'll fail. Not in your spirit man. Your spirit man is sealed. You will succeed or fail in your mind. When the warfare that's occurring in your mind of doing right or not doing right, when you lose that battle, then that's when you'll lose the warfare in this life. Amen. And so people all the times want to say, well, it's spiritual warfare. And they want to only talk about devils and talk about, you know, demonic powers. And of course, we're going to talk about devils and demonic powers this whole week. Amen. But the biggest struggle that you'll have is in your mind. Amen. The reason why there's spiritual struggles with demonic forces is because they've made it through your mind. Is they've gotten your mind convinced that I should do that, or I should go that way, or I should say that, or I should go with that person. The biggest problem is what you think. The warfare is in the mind. That's what it says, right? Warring against the law of my mind. In other words, the law that God wrote in your mind when you got saved to follow His word, to follow His spirit, that's what you should follow. But there's a war that sin nature that resides in your physical body is always trying to get you to go against that law. Now, when you train yourself and realize that it's always more valuable to follow the law of my mind than to follow the law of my members, then you will have won a great victory. Just that alone will be a great victory in your life. And it becomes easier and easier to follow the law of your mind, which is the law of God, which is the Word of God. It's always easier to follow that the more you train yourself that it's a value to do it. Amen? And we won't have a lot of time to finish this up today. He said, if you allow that law that's in your members to overcome the law that's in your mind, he said, it will bring you into captivity of the law of sin. The whole purpose of the warfare is to put you in slavery. Amen. All these sinners that say they're free, they're all under tons of chains of bondage, of sin. They have no joy. They may put on a happy face, but it's all fake. Amen. They may put on a certain air of their success. It's all a lie. Amen. They are in bondage and in slavery to sin. And there's no way out until they repent and get right with God. The whole purpose is to put you in bondage. And once you ever get free, you know, we don't have time to go into it, but you know, even as a Christian, a lot of times you'll deal with these captivity, because who is Paul talking to? He's talking to the church, right? The church has just as much ability to be under the captivity of the law of sin as the world does. And he's not talking to the world here. He's talking to the church. A Christian can be under the slavery of sin, because there's no need to tell this to the world. They're already that way. He's talking to the church. Amen. That there's a law in their mind, that there's a law, a carnal nature in their flesh. And when that carnal nature rises up and starts controlling your life, he said, now you're in bondage. Now you're enslaved to do that thing. I have to do that thing. Amen. As a Christian, as a spirit-filled Christian walking the law of my mind, I'm perfectly free all the time. Amen. I'm not under bondage. I don't have to do those sins. But sinners, they have to do it. There's no way out. They have to do it. They have to be that way. As a Christian, I don't have to be it anyway. I can just follow God. Amen. I don't have to lie, cheat, and steal. I don't have to be that way at all. And they think they're the most free, but they're the most under bondage. And they're going to lie to you to try to get you to be just like them. They're going to lie to you and tell you that there's only freedom in doing sin. And the Word of God says it's bondage. Because what will happen is you'll find out you're doing worse and worse things every day, right? And, of course, some people, they put a stop to that. But other people, they keep progressing, and we end up with not even knowing the difference between boys and girls. And it's like, well, how did we get there? Because these laws of sin that's in these members of these people are lying to them. And even Christians, sometimes people in church, we need to have compassion on people who are confused. Well, if you had real compassion for them, you'd help them to not be confused. Amen. If you really cared about people, you'd want them to not be confused. Amen. And so we'll continue this. We'll have to take it next week. We've got Brother Larry coming. But just know, this is your battleground. Your mind, your thought life, what you think, is the battleground of the Christian. That is where you'll win or lose in your spiritual life. Amen. See, he's talking to Christians here. Where would these Christians go if they died? They'd go to heaven. He doesn't say they're going to lose their salvation. He just says they're going to be under bondage of this captivity. He didn't say this is an eternal issue here, but it is an issue in this life. Amen? And so you can have a Christian who has no success in this life and still make it their way to heaven. It's sad, and they get to heaven, they got no treasures laid up for themselves in heaven, right? And have had no real joy in this life. But Paul said you can have it. Amen? You have the right to it. You have a right to be full of joy every day, full of peace every day. Be like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. Amen? Unmoved in this life. And that's a great deal. Amen? You will get there or not get there based upon the warfare that's going on in your mind. Amen? The battleground of the Christian is in your soul, in your mind, what you think. And we're going to talk about how do you overcome that? How do you get that? You know, I had to find that path for my life. Because when you get saved, your mind doesn't quit thinking the way it thought yesterday. In fact, it thinks exactly the same way it thought yesterday as it did today after you get saved. Amen? And you have to change that and line it up with the Word of God. And when you do that, you'll find great joy comes. Great peace comes. Great success comes in this life. Amen? So let's pray and thank the Lord for His Word today. Father, we do thank You for Your Word. Father, we thank You for the presence of Almighty God. We thank You, Father, that we can overcome. We have a right to have complete and total victory in this life. And Father, we praise You for these things. We give You honor for them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. It's the good news of the Word of God is the greatest product the world has ever seen. And if the church could learn how to sell it well, you know, we would see great revivals in the earth. Amen. We've done a terrible job of get saved, be poor, broke, sick, and diseased, sad, and depressed, and be like me and go to heaven someday. Well, that's not a very good sales job, right? Anybody want to sign up for that? I don't want to sign up for that. Be sad all my life and depressed all my life and have to wear only denim skirts all my life. I mean, who wants to do that, right? I mean, it's just, no, I don't want to sign up for that. Amen? You can sign up for it if you want to. I'm not signing up for that. That's not what the Word of God teaches. And so, praise God. Well, let's get ready to receive this morning's tithes and offerings. Appreciate your giving. Amen? The Lord is good. He's blessed us. He's increased us. Amen? And if you happen to be with us on Facebook, you can go to our website and click on that little button there, and you can give electronically. Amen? And so, if you want to give bad enough, there's a way to give. Amen? Jared, come ahead and receive the offerings. Don't forget, we have healing school today at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.-ish, we will be here setting up for the meetings. And if you have time and would like to be able to help, come to breakfast in the morning at our house at 8 o'clock and get a biscuit and whatever. I don't know what Chris is going to make, whatever she makes, it'll be good. Amen? And then we'll come back here and get everything set up. We're going to install some seat belts. Buckle up and hang on for the ride. We're going to have a good time. Amen? All right. Well, I preached quicker than Jared got done today. So we've got more chairs, so he's got to figure out a new path. Amen? So I think next time we're just going to put them randomly out here. Just scatter them around there, so that'll really slow things down. All right. Praise God. Be blessed, and you're dismissed.